Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone.
This is Antonio.
Oh, hey, Antonio. It's Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you? Doing good?
Good, how are yourself? Yeah.
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I'll be really quick because I know last time when I spoke with you, and I don't know if you remember, we talked about the Google Guaranteed program, but I know you've been staying pretty booked out. Is that still the case? You still pretty busy right now on projects?
A little slow.
Okay.
I mean, I have it kind of like booked out on different days. Not exactly. To refresh my memory a bit,
okay. I was going to like, you don't remember me. No, I'm just like, so just kidding. Basically what Google Guaranteed is, right? It's aside from what you currently have with us now. It's basically Google's pay per lead program where the lead comes to you in the form of a phone call that you don't share it with anyone, right? And you qualified because all they require is the background check, the 5 Google reviews on your profile, and then the insurance, the general liability. So basically, what it is you go through this approval process, right? You fill out an application, submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. It takes 4 to 8 weeks, but I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It's going to also determine how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. But once you get approved, what we do is we call you to notify you and to activate your leads within 3 days, okay? So the minimum monthly budget to activate the leads is $508. That gives you up to 13 leads in a month. So basically, your leads are $3867 a lead, okay? The kicker on it is, if someone's calling you to, like, repair their toilet, that's completely outside of your services. Google has to credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. If they're calling to see if you're hiring, to solicitate you, or even outside of your service area, those are unqualified leads. What they do consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, like you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that's when they consider it a qualified lead. So you don't have to constantly call and say, hey, that wasn't qualified, because Google has an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. But also, our team at Local Splash is also monitoring it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we immediately dispute it with Google on your behalf. If you only got one lead in the month, what's left over from your budget, Antonio, it rolls over to the next month. So what that means is next month, you're only paying $3867 because you're getting it back up to the 508 budget. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. Google Guaranteed are the ones that you will see at the very top of the page with the check mark that says sponsored Google Guaranteed. It is completely separate from your Google Business profile. However, those reviews that are on your Google Business profile will also show up on your Google Guaranteed profile. Okay? So that's how that pretty much works.
Okay.
And it allows you to target wherever your insurance covers you. I mean, if you wanted to cover the whole state, you could. I don't recommend it because it'd probably put you out too far, right? But,
right.
You know, it does cover that. The application fee is just a one-time $250 application fee. And then once you get approved, then you have the activation budget. We prefer to start you off with the minimum monthly budget. That does not mean that you can't request for more leads, right? You could always say, you know, hey, this month I want up to 20 leads. It would change the minimum monthly budget, but not the cost per lead.
So how does it work? Like, how do you guys get the clients? Do they reach out to you and then you guys direct them?
No. It's the same way. Like, you know, Antonio, when someone's doing a search, they're looking for a bathroom kitchen remodel. When they're looking up in the search results, right? They are going to see in the search results, first the Google Guaranteed, then underneath of that, they see the Google Sponsored Ads, which are the Google ad campaigns, and then they see the Google Local Listing. So it's still the same way by your keywords and search terms. Specifically, just so you know what subcategories are under the general contractor, accessory buildings, okay, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations, concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home remodeling, home renovation, home building, interior finishing, and roofing. Now, let's just say you're like, you know what? I don't want any foundation or concrete work. I don't want to be listed for accessory buildings. That will not show, okay, under the surfaces on your profile. So if someone called you, let's say, hey, can you come and pour some foundation for me, right? Or whatever, regarding foundation, and you tell them, hey, I'm sorry, I don't offer that service, Google has to credit the lead back to you because it's not listed under your services. But when they're clicking on the phone number, because Google themselves will assign a special tracking number to you that's linked to your phone. When they click on that phone number, the potential prospect, they're still calling you directly. So it's not a lead that we're sending you and saying, hey, Antonio, here's a number to call. They're looking for your service, right? It's still a direct click to call to you. Does that make a little bit more sense?
Right.
Okay. If I was just even looking right now, right? I know you're in Oklahoma City, but I know that there's other areas that you target, right? You're just not in your area. I would think bathroom remodel is probably a pretty good bread and butter for you.
Yes.
Okay. So let's just say I'm looking at bathroom remodel. And of course, I mean, I'm going to type in Oklahoma City, right? Because I don't want to do it from where I'm at because it's going to recognize whoever's in California because that's where I reside. But basically, if I'm looking that up, the first guys that I see as part of the Google Guaranteed, and you might be familiar with some of them for bathroom remodels, there's Justice Bath. I see also West Shore Home. I don't know if any of those guys ring a bell to you. Do they sound familiar?
No.
Okay. So those were just two of them that came up for the Google Guaranteed, right? Now, if I'm looking for a general contractor, right, which would be a category that you would fall under, specifically for you, you're looking at Soto Flooring, Mr. Handyman, which those guys are everywhere, McCain's Roofing and Construction, A to Z Remodeling, Bassett Electric, which pretty much is because they list themselves as general contractors. All-Star Construction. I don't know. Do any of those guys ring a bell? Any of them sound familiar?
No.
Okay. And these are just guys that are part of the Google Guaranteed program. So, you know, it's not like you have a whole lot of competition. In fact, some of these guys, just looking at them, like A to Z Remodel, when I look at their profile, their services include accessory buildings, home addition, home remodel, and renovation. That's it. That's all they list themselves for. So, I mean, it's, I would tell you this, I would recommend it before I ever offered you Google Ads, because Google Guaranteed, for me, in my opinion, is one of Google's better products. People are more inclined to selecting you just because they know that you pass the background check, you're insured, and it'll show that on your profile. So I see it like this, Antonio. It doesn't matter how much money you would put up and say, hey, I will give you guys right now $5,000 to get me part of Google Guaranteed. If you don't meet Google's requirements, no matter how much you're willing to invest in that, they will not approve you. So not everybody qualifies for that program because you've got to pass the background check. And you have to have the other requirements that they require, which you meet. Any questions? Hello? Antonio, are you there? Did you maybe hit the mute button? Hello? Antonio? I don't know if you could hear me. Are you still there, Antonio?